The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen St. John and AP Katie with Jake Gutierrez on this Wednesday hump day, October 21st, 2020. We're now joined by Mike Boddicker. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Stephen. It's a great morning.
Mike?
Great morning. Yes. You there?
I am I'm looking at a graphic right now that I tweeted out last week.
I missed it.
No, you actually liked the tweet. And so
I'm a little
confused right now.
Yep.
But MLB Network tweeted out about the ALCS MVP, Randy Arozarena, and he made a list, most home runs in a single postseason in MLB history. He had seven at this point, just behind Nelson Cruz, Carlos Beltran, and Barry Bonds, who each had eight home runs in a single postseason. But the other graphic was more interesting to me, and the graphic was rookies to win LCS or World Series MVP, and the list was is now Randy Arozarena, Michael Wacha, Levon Hernandez, Larry Sherry, and Mike Boddicker.
Yeah,
how about that? You got a new member to the club, Mike.
Our very own.
That's yeah, right. Yeah. Gary Reneke should have won the MVP. He deserved it.
Nope.
You're modest.
No, I just pitched one game. He was great all three games, so.
That's a pretty big game, though. You had a pretty good outing.
That was okay. It was okay. But that's the past. Let's talk about what happened last night, shall we?
Sure.
Okay.
Did you send a bottle of champagne to Randy Arozarena, though?
By the way, I gotta say this. That was a good one from Jake. Jake said, "Well, that was the past too last night."
Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah,
that's sorry, true. I just wanted Nate to have a funny.
That was good. I had to share that one. That was good. More recent past, right, Bob?
Yeah, more recent past.
Okay.
Yeah. More
so
recent.
No bottle of champagne.
You know what? It was.
Right.
It was no champagne. I don't want to get him in trouble.
All right.
I don't want to get him in trouble. Kershaw was good last night. Glasnow did not have his command. I kept telling the boys, I said, if he has his command, they got no chance. And he came out and he didn't have it. I went, oh, boy, it's going to be a long night. He battled into the fourth and just did not have his command. That makes a big difference, boy, if you don't have your command. Big league hitters will get you. Yeah. It's funny.
Do you think the Rays have any? Go ahead, Mike.
You look at Kershaw and how he was spotting his ball, and you know, I'm sitting there going, bad, because Laz Diaz was behind the plate, and Laz's strike zone can float a lot. It's tough, and there were some balls missed and some balls off the plate. He called strikes, and it's hard to get a feel when the strike zone kind of floats, but. Kershaw was good. He was real good last night.
Do you think the Rays have any chance to win this series? Because it doesn't feel like it. It feels like
no,
it's just the coordination
not,
of the Dodgers.
It does not feel like it. The Rays, this is their perfect storm. If they're going to win a World Series, it's going to have to be this year because the 60-game schedule is perfect for them. But you're looking at two of the best bullpens in baseball. So, I mean, that's a toss-up when it comes to bullpens. It's just a matter of how the starters are. And the Rays, they got good starters. I mean, they can match up. You look last night, they pulled Kershaw after six. He only had, 78 pitches or something like that. So then you know he can come back now. It's quicker, and it just sets up good for the Dodgers right now, I think.
You know, Bob, the moment of the game to me was when because the Dodgers bullpen has been shaky, and it looked
but they still get the job done.
Well, I guess enough to win, yeah. But they were okay. Now they had a big lead. You know, it was 8-3, but they were getting raked in the seventh inning, and Zaninho smashes one right back up the middle, and the pitcher catches it, Gonzalez, and turns a double play. That ball goes up the middle. What's it, 8-5 at the time at that point? And they're on the ropes a little bit. I mean, that how big of a play was that, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, that's part of baseball. It's like you go to the Chiefs games. If he doesn't catch this ball, or if that ball that went through, I can't remember whose hands it was, floats up there and is intercepted, the Bills probably end up winning that game. There's a lot of ifs and buts in all sports, you know that, and that's just part of the deal. If you field your position, you're going to turn the double play. Yeah, I could have. You know, the baseball gods are looking down and saying, okay, you see it all the time. And it's like Bellinger. You know, I'm not even sure if he's going to play with his shoulder.
Right.
And he goes out and hits a two-run homer. So. It's just weird. Baseball's weird. Look, everything feels like Dodgers right now.
Yeah.
But that can flip-flop. It just takes one game. You know, teams are down 3-1 and come back and win it. So you don't know. You just don't know. I was hoping that Glasnow had his command. That would have been a hell of a battle last night, because I knew you could see Kershaw. They let Kershaw he was scuffling that first inning. He was just a little off, and that's when you got to get him. If you didn't get him there, you weren't getting him, because once he found it, you really didn't have much chance. So,
you think Boston likes watching Mookie Betts?
Oh, man. I told the guys, we were sitting here last night, brother-in-laws, and I said, watch Mookie Betts. He's going to be the guy of this series that's going to make the Dodgers go. Watch Mookie Betts. Watch Mookie Betts. There he goes, 2-for-4, 2 stolen bases. The play, the ground ball, the first. Most people don't make that. He had the perfect jump. Perfect jump off third. I mean, that's one hop to his right, and he couldn't get, wasn't even close. And he made a good throw. I mean, That's a baseball player right there. Mookie Betts he's the engine, makes that train go.
Free tacos for everybody too, by the way.
Free tacos, thanks to Mookie.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a ball player. I love watching him.
Well, he's kind of the what we've talked about. We find more exciting. Bod is a complete baseball player.
Yeah,
he's fun on the bases. He's fun defensively to watch. He's a five-tool player.
Yeah, he is. He is, and he enjoys the game. You watch him play. It's like watching Salvi. You see the enjoyment of playing the game of baseball. They're not like robots. They go out and play the game, and that's fun. That's, you know, there's a lot of things in baseball right now that just kind of make you sick watching. You know, all the strikeouts and home runs and all the no base hits, and it's hard. But then you see something like that, and it's like makes you feel good inside again as an older player. You're going, wow, love this kid. Just love to watch him.
Who's your favorite non-Royal player to watch now?
Oh, boy. Well, I love Mookie. There's no doubt about that. I still love watch Mike Trout in a game, and even though they can't win. I love watching Trout play.
Yeah, you have to lock into the regular season for that one.
Yeah, I know. But just to watch him, if you watch Mike Trout in a game, every time he comes to the plate, you get that feeling. As a pitcher, you do like, oh, my God, he's going to kill somebody or he's going to hit one completely out of this ballpark. And then he goes in the field and just keeps making plays that you're going, there's no way he gets that ball. No way he gets that ball. Oh, he caught it easy. It's just... He's one of those players that there's no flash, no nothing. He just goes out and plays, and it's just fun. It's fun to watch those guys, and they're fine. They're fine getting a base hit, or they don't care. They're just basically going out there and squaring up baseballs and hoping it finds a hole. That's and you just keep battling every day. That's what 162 games does. You know, you go battle every day. You go to battle every day, and you got to put a bad day behind you, and you know the next day could be a great day, and you just plug away and battle, and that's fun. That's, you know, it's a different type of sport. Baseball's a different sport.
We have Mike Boddicker on the line, and again, I will remind you that Game 2 of the World Series between the Rays and Dodgers can be heard tonight at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Mike, the Commissioner of Baseball, Rob Manfred, was on ESPN Radio yesterday and had several comments I wanted to ask you about, specifically expanded playoffs and starting extra innings with runners on base. He said that the people were wildly unenthusiastic about the changes, and then they saw them in action, and they were much more positive. And he said, I like the idea, and I'm choosing my words carefully here, an expanded playoff format. I don't think we would do 16 like we did this year. I think we have to be cognizant of making sure that we preserve the importance of our regular season. But I think something beyond the 10 that we were at would be a good change. And so perhaps the idea of expanding the playoffs to 14 teams in the near future. Let's start there. Would you be excited about the expansion of the playoffs to 14 teams?
No. No. That still diminishes the regular season. Plus, all it is about making money for them. You're going to make more money if they do it. They know that. And who are the people that were excited about it? You didn't mention the people. Who did you talk to? Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
And me?
Steven raises his hand.
And me?
Can you believe how...
You like a little run on second...
I wish they would have had the normal playoff, the number of playoff teams, because then we could have ended up with the two best teams in each league in the World Series.
Hey, wait, we did.
No, oh. Not necessarily.
All right.
Not necessarily. You would have had 100 more games. You don't know if those teams would have hung on or not. You have no idea. That's the thing.
You have some kind of an idea, though. I mean, they did.
Everyone
play
complained
60.
About, oh, you're going to have you have 16 teams in the playoffs. Now you're going to devalue the regular season, and you're not going to see the two best teams in there. And then the two best teams are in there.
Two best teams for 60 games. Yeah,
right. Well, the Dodgers would have been the best team over at 162.
Probably
over whatever. Yeah.
Probably. I don't think the Rays would have hung on. I think they use their bullpen so much that by the time they get to the end of the year, they're cooked. Usually are, so I just can't. You can't overuse a bullpen. That's the way it is. I mean, they don't have the 14-15 Royals bullpen where you got five guys that can go out and just stick it.
Well, that Royals rotation also got them 1,000 innings.
Yeah,
they weren't great pitchers, but the starters got them 1,000 innings, and that's what Dayton Moore talked about a lot. So they didn't have to overuse the bullpen.
Exactly. You have to have starters go deeper than, you know, 3-4 innings. You can't. It just doesn't work that way. Otherwise, in 162 games, you're going to blow up a bullpen. And it's a long time, guys. You followed it, Nate. You travel with them. You see how hard it is. That's a long year.
Well,
and you throw every day and go out and you know. Throw as hard as you can, as long as you can, every day. And it's by the end of the year, you know, and I think I've mentioned this to you before. But I talked to Mike Flanagan about, you know, the 162. He says, well, I use this as an analogy. When the season starts, opening day, I go, when I get home, I go buy a gallon of milk, put it in the refrigerator. My All-Star break, I'm going to the store and I'm getting a half gallon of milk because I can't lift a gallon with my arm. And by three quarters of the way through the season, I'm getting quarts because your arm is like mush. You can't lift a quart. So you figure 162 games, it wears you down mentally and physically. It does. That's just the way it is. That's why I don't know how these new pitchers, because they go at it as hard as you can, as long as you can, during, you know, everything's got to be 95, 97 miles an hour. And we were talking last night, you know, you don't see 200 innings anymore, very rarely, out of pitchers. Some of the older ones, maybe. It was pretty common back when I played. Well, you really didn't, you know, every pitch wasn't as hard as you could. It was location and movement. And Palmer told me, he says, listen, you're not going to make it, kid, if you don't do that. You got to back off a little bit, and you go get it when you need it. If you need a strikeout, then you go get it. Other than that, you want contact. You want your fielders to field for you, which made sense. And so you can put up 200 innings. It's pretty hard to do it nowadays.
Well, it's kind of like the analogy. Jake likes to go out for long runs every morning. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to go run 3 miles or even more, I don't know. How far you go, Jake? How far you go every morning?
I went 4.4 this morning.
Okay, so if you want to go 4.4 miles, you can either go at a controlled pace that whole way, or let's say if you decided you wanted to do it in 100-meter sprint increments, mm-hmm. where you sprinted as fast as you possibly could for 100 meters, then you walked for 100 meters. You're going to get that 4 miles completed by going slow and steady the whole way, as opposed to going max effort, because going the max effort exhausts you much more. And yes. And the way that pitching is done now is more of the 100-meter sprint, then take some time off. And in the short term, the production is great because you get so many more strikeouts, and yep. and guys have a tougher time putting the ball in play. But I think what you're pointing out is, okay, then how long can you keep that up? And do you have
exactly.
enough arms in your system to rotate those guys enough to keep that up for
yeah,
that long of a season?
Because if you have your normal bullpen, same guys you're going to use, you can't do it. Can't do it. Because you will burn out by the end of the year. The guys can't do it. You're going to have burnout. You're going to have injuries. Just the way it is. An arm's not supposed to go in that motion. Up over your head and through, and if you're going 100% every pitch, then you're going to have issues later on.
Nate, are you also against expanded playoffs?
I don't know. I have mixed emotions. On the one hand, I don't like watered down playoffs where teams that are below 500 make it into the postseason, because I do think, especially with the season like the NBA, for example, I don't love that the NBA regular season I don't care about. Like, I don't really start paying too much attention to the NBA till the playoffs roll around. And a lot of times early in the playoffs, I don't pay too much attention because there are some teams that we know just aren't that good that make it. In the NFL, I think it's a little different because it's only 16 games. And the playoffs are only one game apiece, so there is like a sense of urgency to everything. Even if, like within the NFC East, we're going to get a bad team in there, you kind of want to watch it because there's only 16 games again, and they're going to host a playoff game, and then it's one and done. Baseball, I feel like it has always been this marathon march through the course of the year, and I'm hesitant to want to do something to devalue that. On the other side, Stephen. In a situation where there's no salary cap and no revenue sharing, the postseason is kind of the great equalizer, because we know that a team, you know, can win in a short series against a team with a much higher payroll and maybe a better overall team that's built to win. And so if I'm here in Kansas City, I mean, we saw it when the Royals beat the Angels. How many more? I mean, the Angels had far more wins than the Royals in 2014, but the Royals were hot. And the Royals, I think, swept them. I can't even remember now, right? Swept
yep.
them? And
yep.
and so,
yes.
You know, I guess if I'm looking at it just from like whether or not life is going to be more interesting in Kansas City, I should be for expanded playoffs, right? I mean, it makes it easier for a small market team like the Royals to get into the playoffs. And once you get into the playoffs, we know as well as anybody that anything can happen. So even though maybe fundamentally I'm not really in favor of it, just based on where I'm at and who I root for, I guess I am.
Well, Jake, do you have any opinion on this? or do you care?
I do care. I think there's an expansion. I think there's some way to expand it without watering it down. I don't think 16 teams is the answer, but I think there. I think there's a way. I don't have.
14.
I don't have this. I don't have the solution.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's room for expansion without completely wrecking it. Like, I think 16 is too much, and if you had a 162-game schedule, I think that would be too much. I just think that there's somewhere you can find where it's not completely throwing out, but you're adding to it. You got to add to it in terms of what's it going to bring? Is it going to bring more excitement? And I think if you have too many teams, it devalues the regular season. If you in, I don't know what that number is, but probably less than 16. I don't know how it would play out, but I think it needs to be changed a little bit.
And I'll just tell you how my experience of this postseason has been, and I don't know if that's how I'll experience the postseason going forward, because this is such a weird year. There's just so much that's
different.
They didn't
have any off days.
Yeah.
To start out with. I mean, the World Series is the first time they've built in. It's the first time it's looked similar to a regular postseason, because they're playing every single night.
Which is kind of cool. But for me, anyways, I don't know how you guys felt. The first round of the playoffs, I don't know if I watched any of it. I was paying attention to other stuff, and it was almost like, oh yeah, these playoff series are going on, and they were three-game series, so it felt like they were over by the time I really even started to notice them. And then my interest in this baseball postseason has slowly grown each round, and maybe that's a good thing. I mean, maybe baseball would say, hey, that's exactly how you want it. You know, yeah, it's fine if not as many people are interested early on, but as the series get more compelling and you keep watching, and then I know they did great ratings for Game 7 between the Dodgers and the Braves. The TV ratings were far better than the NBA Finals. So I don't know, maybe it would be different if I was more used to it, more used to the format and you know, expected it more. I'm curious what you guys thought of this postseason so far.
I would check scores on those first games, and that was it. I wouldn't watch them. It was way too watered down. I would check the scores, and that would be it. If you look at it, we're four teams: Braves, Dodgers, Astros, Rays. That's when it started kicking in. So basically, that's pretty much where you're at to begin with. So if you didn't, I mean, I have no problem with adding a couple teams, but I go on records. How was your record in 162? I mean, if you won 90 games or 95 games and you finished second in there, you probably make the wild card. But what if there's three of them? You know, it's not fair to win that many games, but you know, baseball's not fair sometimes. Most of the stuff that they're adding is, and I understand for the teams who different cities. Oh, I'd love to have my team in the playoffs, but it's if you want to be in the playoffs, get better. And I'm going to use the Soren Petro line: get better. If you don't like it, get better.
Please don't ever do that again on this show.
If you want to make it, get
there. Yeah, we'll just hang up on you next time. Try that again.
It boils down to your best teams. Usually does. And if you're gonna make it, like the Royals, okay, they made the wild card. They were still good enough to make the wild card. Okay. If you're not good enough to make the wild card, you shouldn't be in there. And if you're the hottest, you're gonna win.
Although there were some people that thought that there should never be a wild card, that it should, that, you know, that
right,
that was too much watering it down, and we would have missed out on one of the greatest moments in Kansas City sports history had we not had that. I can start a fight for you, Stephen, if you want, because I'm in favor of the runner at second base and extra innings.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll make Bod mad.
If you like Little League ball, that's perfect.
No, I just actually like action. I like.
No, there is no action. They don't try to move them over. They don't bunt them over. They don't hit the ball to the right side to get them over. They swing and miss. Then you go to another inning. It's the same crap as you watch the whole game.
Rob Manfred said, I think the players like it. I think it's really good from a safety and health perspective. That keeps us from putting players in situations where they're out there too long or in positions they're not used to playing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Rob Manfred's got come and gone before. Just to shake hands with somebody. Come on. Now, that's Little League stuff. Play the game. If you want to play Little League ball, that's fine.
No runner on second base to start the extra innings?
No. No. Earn your way on. Earn your way on.
You know they're going to do it, right?
I'll quit watching baseball if they do it.
Will you quit watching baseball if that happens? No. You've threatened this before.
Seriously, I will.
This is on the table. They're discussing doing this.
So this is. I got no problem with not watching baseball. I got enough to do.
I feel like this is a bi-monthly threat from you, Bod. You threaten to stop watching baseball at least once every month.
No,
there's plenty of tile work to do in there, Bod.
That's right. I got plenty to do. I guess there's fishing to do, hunting to do, plenty of construction to do. I don't need to watch it. If they change all the crap on it and turn it into a fiasco, I just won't watch it. I got no problem with that.
It feels like they're going to change it to the 14 teams in the playoffs, and they're going to keep the runner at second to start extra innings.
I'll be done. I've had enough baseball in my life. I don't need anymore.
Which one will push you out quicker?
I still got my memory. I can think back of when it was fun to watch.
Which one would irritate you more of those two rule changes if those happen?
The runner on second.
So you would, if it was 14 postseason teams, you'd deal with that. But that runner on second, that's the straw.
No, that's Little League stuff.
That'll break your back there, right?
No, you might
Little League stuff.
Yeah, T-ball. Put a T-ball out there. Put a T there. That way you don't have to mess with pitchers.
Well, that would be ridiculous, Boddicker.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
more contact.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Put the ball and play more.
Not necessarily. they'd probably hit the tee trying to hit a home run.
Launch angle.
Yeah. I hear Jake laughing in the background.
He's having fun.
Oh,
You are entertaining me this morning, Mike.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I hope so. Now, there's no guarantees there'd be more contact with the way guys swinging at.
So
how many strikeouts were there last night?
I'm cool here because... Yeah, Nate wants this. Nate wants the runner at second base start extra innings, but then you're threatening to stop watching baseball.
I mean,
that would hurt our segments, Mike.
They did it this year. I mean, why didn't you stop watching baseball this year?
I did. If it went extra innings, I shut the TV
off. Turn it off.
Because this was kind of Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but like a lot of old school guys that feel like you kind of said, okay, screw it. Whatever they got to do to get through this season and give us baseball, I'll sign up for it. But when we get back to 162 games,
right.
you better not jack with it. Is that what you're saying?
I told you that to begin with. I said, anything's on the table right now with a 60-game schedule. Whatever
just give me,
back to baseball. But when it gets back to normal baseball again, I don't want to see any of this crap.
There you go, Nate. Answer that.
I'm still thinking, as the guy that used to work at all the Royals games, and when it's like 11:30 at night and the game's dragging into the 12th inning and nobody's been on base for the last three innings.
That's because the Royals sucked back then.
Oh, it happens all over baseball, Bod.
Oh.
It happens all over.
You know, people enjoy the game and not worried about getting to the bar like you were. Okay?
That's right.
I mean, good God, man.
I was worried about getting home because I had a morning show the next day.
Oh, did you?
That's not my problem.
But... You just talked about how hard it is to get through a 162-game schedule as a pitcher because you can't even pick up a quart of milk by the end of the season. And one of the things they're trying to do is keep it from getting to a situation where you got to overtax your relievers on a random Wednesday night when we can maybe get this game going a little bit, get some action out there, you know?
Yeah.
What's so bad about that? I don't understand what makes it so, like, what makes it ruin the integrity of the game?
It's just not right. That's Little League crap. No. You got to earn your way on the base. You don't just, go to second base. Go ahead. No. I'm sorry. Earn your way on. No. If you're not good enough to earn your way on, play another inning until somebody can get themselves on. And then try to move them over.
Let's go soccer and just go ties.
Okay, how about this, Mike?
No.
Open your mind here. at least listen to this. What about if you want to take it back to our youth? What about Ghost Runner?
Yeah, Ghost Runner.
Ghost Man on second. How's that
there you
sound?
Go, Little League.
Now, that would be fun, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I did that when I was, what, 6, 7 years old? Sure.
See, bring it back to your youth.
Youth. No, it's too late now.
It's a grassroots movement.
Yeah.
I think Mike's in such a surly mood, he was about ready to badmouth the word youth. Youth. Son of a bitch. I'll tell you about youth.
You kids.
Oh, Mike, thank you. And if you're as fired up about baseball as Mike is, World Series Game 2 tonight at 7 o'clock right here on 810. So tune into that, Mike.
Should be a real good game.
Let's go Blake Snell. How about that one?
Is Snell pitching or Charlie?
Snell.
Snell's pitching. Oh, I heard that they were going Charlie. Okay.
Well, we'll
That's
see.
Good. Okay. I'd rather see Charlie out there. I'd like to raise chances better.
I'd rather see you out there.
No. No.
So, letting you know what I want to see. Mike, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate you being open with your opinions, sir.
Well, yeah, of course. You know you're going to get you're going to get, may not be right, but it's going to be what I feel in my heart. So
that's all
what you're going to get.
Really. Thank you, Mike. Talk to you next
week. All right, guys.
Okay. That is Mike Boddicker. Now, I have a serious question for both of you. Let's say Rob Manfred follows through on his threats and keeps the rule that you have a runner on second base to start extra innings. Do you believe that Mike will stop watching baseball because of it?
I feel like that's his standard threat anytime they change anything.
Well, I feel like he's going to go to what he just said. Like, he's going to stop watching any extra innings. Like,
no, he's not.
Yeah, you know, like, I believe him. I think
other
he did
things that we've thrown
off.
Out there were like hypotheticals, like in the past. Like,
robots.
Okay, Mike, what if there's robots back there? I'll stop watching. Okay.
Right.
But this is something that could happen very soon. This is actually on
the
table.
There's other. He's so right. If the Royals ever did a opener, he would quit watching.
Mic'd up like players on the field.
Mic'd up players. So.
I feel like he's serious about this. So there was some animosity there with the runner at second base to start extra innings. He does not like that at all.
I could totally see him just watching 9 innings, it's tied 3-3 going into the 10th, and he just turns TV off. I'm going to bed.
Do you like it, Jake?
If the Royals are playing September baseball next year, and they have a chance to make it to the playoffs, and they go to an extra innings game, and they put a runner out at second base, Bod's not turning the TV off and walking away.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is, dude.
No.
He's doing it out of spite.
That'll show him.
Right. That's the, you know, I don't mind it. I when it first came out, I hated it. Look, if they do it during the regular season, if they move it to a regular rule, I'd like to see it start in the 12th inning. I'd like to see 3 innings of real baseball. And then, you know, to avoid the 20 inning games that you see a couple times a year. But, I mean, I don't like it right off the bat. I think it's just a different dynamic. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. It made it way more exciting right from out one, from the first pitch. It made it more exciting. But if it's a long season, I'm more worried about my team getting wins, not how exciting the games are. I don't know.
It's such a weird thing to hear people say, like, yeah, this made it more exciting. I don't want it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It seems like the case, that's all you need is in terms of the case to be made for why you should do it.
Then you're changing the game at its core.
I mean, do we not change the game in the NFL when it goes to overtime?
I mean, not really if you score a touchdown.
When do you have sudden death in regulation in football?
Well, I mean, when the clock runs out.
Right, but there's no scenario.
They change the game in soccer.
Right. Well, they play 2 15-minute halves first, but then they
when you get to, I mean, the penalty kicks.
Yeah, penalty shootouts. Yeah, when you're in tournament play. Yeah,
that's just part of the. It's hard to keep playing sports just forever. And that's why they have ties in soccer, honestly, is because you can't keep going for
sport.
That long.
It's a different sport, though.
Of course.
You can keep playing baseball. There's no taxing. It's no physical tax.
But for the pitchers, there is.
Well, you got a bunch of them.
Well, yeah, but we've talked about how many times you see pitchers, you see teams get to the point where they have to bring in position players. They have to send guys down to the minor leagues
that
and bring new arms
very
in.
Often. I mean, you see position players pitch when the game's ridiculous, when it's out of hand. Like, you don't see...
That's exciting for me to watch a position player pitch.
You
don't
see the next kind of games and be like, oh, we're out of pitchers, let's bring in the shortstop.
But what you will see a lot of times is, we gotta send two guys down to the minor leagues and call two other guys up because we don't have enough arms to get through it.
It's more strategy.
So, but the point is, there is a taxing element to it. Yeah, for the position players, they go out there and stand in the outfield.
But it's nothing like soccer.
Oh, not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. And it is different. I'm just pointing out, though, that every sport, for the most part, changes something about their rules when they get into overtime or extra innings or whatever because of just the reality of trying to finish the game. And this is a way that actually makes it more exciting from the jump. Right off the bat, there's a guy in scoring position. Every pitch is a little more important. No, I think it's more entertaining. I found it more entertaining this year.
If we're going to be honest here, I'm kind of sticking to my flag because Nate's so in favor of it.
How about this?
Hey, you know what? I respect that. I respect it, and I'm not even offended by it.
I mean, if we're just looking to make things more exciting, why not? How about in extra innings, they took a page from the wonderful movie Naked Gun, and they allowed a tiger to attack anyone that slid to the second base.
Right. Or a car.
Now, how exciting
someone
would
over,
that be?
You know? Sign me up.
You know,
I'm for animals.
Like, okay.
I like that.
Here goes, you know, here goes so-and-so rounding second base, and the tiger is released. And here he comes running out of the bullpen to attack the base runner. Now, that's 100%. Excitement. Well, you've got me. I mean, you've got me locked into every extra inning game, whether it's the Royals or not.
And I think every umpire should come up with his own dance move that he has to do every time he rings somebody up with a strikeout, like Leslie Nielsen. You know, drop down to the splits, do something like that.
You imagine how like nervous and distracted the base runner would be? I mean, and you could...
Well, the defenders as well.
You could release the tiger at any point in the extra innings.
You don't know when.
It doesn't have to be a second. Right. You know. And I mean, he's coming home to score the winning run, and here comes the tiger. And he's out, you know, so.
That would be very entertaining.
He is out.
You know, as a play-by-play. Oh, how about that? That's got to hurt.
Three! Hey!
You know, there's a lot that Rob Manfred in baseball could learn by watching that sequence in Naked Gun.
Right.
There's a lot of good ideas hidden in that movie.
Enrico Palazzo.
Rico Palazzo.
Hey. And back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.